Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, considering it's Monday. But thanks
right?
for asking. I'm like, Mondays are kind of a drag, but it's okay. Maybe I need another cup of coffee. I don't know. But I know that you've been speaking here with Lulu. And again, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know that Lulu does an amazing job explaining the outline of her program. She, in fact, was requesting what we call a legacy rate for you guys. I hear 20 years in business, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations. So is it you and a partner? Should there be anyone else on the call with us?
It's my husband, but it's difficult for him to talk mostly because one, his accent gets in the way, and two, because I'm really the brains of his company. So he doesn't know the technical stuff. That's all me.
Got it. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
But it's all in his name.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, Sarah, you mentioned that he has a thick accent. What language does he speak?
He speaks Brazilian Portuguese.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I was going to say, because I'm bilingual, I speak Spanish, but I know that Portuguese, I wish I could speak Portuguese. I really do, because we talk with a lot of business owners that are Portuguese, right? Or Brazilian that speak Portuguese. And I know some of the words are a little bit similar. I just have to go slower, you know?
I speak Spanish and Portuguese as well as English. So, like, it helps me knowing Spanish to learn the Portuguese. It helps a lot.
That's good. Well, that's amazing that he has you to help him. So he basically does the labor. You're the whole, you handle the marketing. I'm assuming scheduling and all that. So
yeah, I do all of that. I do invoicing. I do estimates. I do emails.
You wear a lot of hats.
Calls. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
The only thing I don't do is read the plants and do the work.
You're like, that's on you.
Far out.
Okay.
That is all on him.
All right. Well, perfect. So let's see if we can find a package, you know, that's the most suitable for you guys and at the best rate possible. So just wanted to confirm a few notes that she has sent over. You guys don't currently have a website. Now, she mentioned that you guys are based out of Troy. And you're willing to travel, right? On an average, like, do you like to keep it within, I don't know, maybe 40, 50 miles, or are there particular areas that you guys like to target?
I mean, honestly, he really doesn't have a preference. We have a bunch of teams. We have a lot of work here in the upper state of New York, but we also have in Vermont, we have in Michigan, we have in Tennessee, and about to start a project in Las Vegas.
That's amazing. Okay. Now, I was looking to see if you guys had a Facebook page by chance. Have you created one yet, Sarah, for the business?
I don't think he has a Facebook, but I know he has an Instagram.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I did
find...
Oh, good, good. Okay. But, I mean, you yourself use Facebook, right? At the very least?
Yeah, I use Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
awesome.
The Facebook that we use is a combined because he lost his Facebook. They hacked all of his emails and stuff, so he wasn't able to recover that. And he's like, you know what? What's the point? We're just going to use the same one. Like, okay.
Yeah. You're like, okay, sounds good. Okay, perfect. So as I did a quick search for the company by name, I just kind of wanted to see what type of online presence you guys had, right? I found a couple of little, like, directories, and this could have been maybe when you guys registered the company. I do not see anything negative regarding the business. In fact, I even found, what is this directory here? Angie's Leads. I don't know if that's current or not.
We just started with them. Oh, wow.
Oh, so you're still in the process of creating the profile and stuff?
Yeah, they're about to start making his website, and he's going to be getting leads through their app. So he'll be getting more jobs.
So it's not an actual website that they build for you. We work with a lot of their clients. That's how I know what they're going to be building for him is called a profile page. Now on that profile page, what it'll have is pictures of his work. it'll have, you know, like a list of the areas that he targets, like his cities. It'll have hours of operation. It'll even have like his services. They call that a profile page that's on their directory, like on their website. So it's not like an actual www.com type of website. Okay, good. And are you doing the pay per lead with them, or are you going to be doing the opportunities?
We are doing the paid for lead.
Okay, perfect. And you set a budget with that, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so right now we have a credit there that we put in for, I think it's $1,000 for leads.
Mm-hmm. So I think you probably did their promotional that they're running right now. I was just talking to a guy who does paving, and he signed up with a promo for them where he paid $750, but he's getting $1,000 in leads. And if the first 10 leads don't convert to a job, I guess they told him he gets his money back.
Yeah,
so that's what he
told
me.
So I'll be doing the same thing when I start my profile for the cleaning.
Oh, good. Okay. So what we do is very different, because when we're talking about first page placement on Google, these aren't going to be leads. These are going to be actual phone calls that are coming to you that you're not sharing with anyone. Okay? They're live calls. These are people who are in need of your service, and they're basically making these calls because they're ready to purchase the service that they need, right?
So basically like an ad in the newspaper.
Kind of. It's like when you do a search on Google, let's say you're looking for a restaurant or a tire shop, and you see that map that pops up in the search results. We call it the local map section. That's where we do the placement, because it's there where 90% of searches will start and stop. So you guys don't even, they don't even have to know you by name, right? How they're going to find you, Sarah, is by the services that you guys offer. So if someone's looking for carpentry work to be done, or something very specific, like if there's like, let's say you guys want to be found for, you know, carpentry framing, maybe he wants to do decks or porches, when they're typing in these keywords, they're going to see your company come up as an option. They're going to click on your number, and they're going to call you directly. So they're live direct calls from potential clients.
He does the framing, he does interior and exterior trim, he does insulation of exterior, interior, and windows, doors and windows. He does the crown molding. He has a couple of guys that he subcontracts out to do siding and the roofing and painting as well.
Beautiful. I'm glad that you're mentioning this, because here's the thing. With this program, we can get them found for multiple services. As long as they're the services that he offers, when they're typing in those keywords, they'll find his company immediately on the first page. Okay? However, the way that we do things here, Sarah, we set the program where it's a fixed flat rate. It is month to month, and there's no contracts. You will not be charged per call, per job, or per click. So with the established business credit, this is going to actually give you a little bit more than a 50% savings. I'll tell you, typically, I'm going to share the rate with you, the original rate, and then I'm going to give you the discounted rate. And it's expensive, the original rate. I'm not going to lie to you. Typically, this package runs $599 a month plus a $299 one-time setup fee. I mean, you're talking almost $900 just to get it started, and then you pay $599 every month after. For me, that's expensive. I'll say it. I'll be the first one to say it. That's a lot of money. With the established business rate, it's going to drop down your monthly to $299 a month, and your setup fee is only going to be $99. So getting started with this package today would be $398, and every month after, you're paying $299 a month with no contracts. Whether you got 50 phone calls, 100 phone calls, or you land a job for $20,000, we're not charging you a percentage. You're still just paying $299 a month. This would give you first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We will build you a business Facebook page that you will have full access and ownership to, and we're going to run Facebook advertising. With Facebook ads, we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It is a click-to-call ad, so when they click on it, they call you directly. A lot of our clients have really seen great results. We list you on Yelp and Apple Maps. I'm also going to include a website for you guys, an actual www.com website that we will build, host, and maintain. The website that we build is Google compliant and it's mobile friendly. We could even add videos if he took a video of a project that he did. This also has automatic, and this also has automatic SEO settings, which is also going to help with his ranking. Okay. And we attach that where his business is being promoted. We also include what's called the mobile platform. So if someone does a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they will find him on the first page of Google immediately. This particular package would be covering all of his bases. And again, it's a month-to-month program with no contracts. We'll ask you to at least, and I'll always be transparent with you, we'll ask you to at least stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but again, you're paying monthly. You're not committed.
Right.
So if you decide, hey, after some months or whatever, you want to part ways, you just call 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge and we part as friends. Okay?
We also,
I wanted to let you know too, is that we will also help you with reviews. Okay? Reviews are the modern day word of mouth. So we create you a tiny URL that you could either text it or email it to your clients. Even clients that you've already done work for, I encourage you, have them leave your reviews.
Uh-huh.
Have them leave your reviews on Google, and I'll tell you why, Sarah. If at any time you ever discontinued with Angie's, all your content is going to disappear. It'll go away, even reviews. It will no longer be visible. At least with having that placement on Google, even if you weren't using our services anymore, your reviews and your content, nothing disappears because you're the ownership of that Google profile page that we created. All we are is managers. We're just managing it for you. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Now, the beauty of this program is that you don't have to take our word for it. It's working. It comes with a customized tracking and reporting system, which will allow you to track your results with us. You can see what keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results. You can even view how many phone calls you've received from new customers. Now, if you also want to go in there on your own, and let's say through your client dashboard, you go on there, you want to add keywords, you want to move photos around, or you want to change any of your content, even run promotions, okay? You have the ability to do it. However, you have a team here within our company that is dedicated to your account who will assist you with all of it. But it does start, like I said, with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, like I said, it's a month-to-month program. The price will never change. You'd be grandfathered into that rate, whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years. So, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think this is something you would want to take advantage of today? You know, give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any other questions or?
Not really. I mean,
pretty much straightforward, huh?
Yeah, pretty much straightforward. And like I was telling her, he just made it into the Saratoga Springs Journal for doing the, yeah, they just published it. Not even a couple of days ago.
I'm going to tell you something, Sarah, and I hope it doesn't sound like disrespectful in any way whatsoever, but I will tell you this. I have spoken with a lot of business owners that a lot of them primarily come from Brazil, right? I don't know what it is, but their work is like the best. I'm talking even with the flooring, like just their work is so detailed. And it just amazes me when you see the work that they do. I've seen it with the carpenters. I've seen it with flooring. I mean, it's like, I don't know. And it seems like a lot of them that are from Brazil do, I mean, I'm talking like luxury type of work, right? I don't even know if that's the right word for it, but I mean, they have, like, it's a niche for them. And I think you have to be really good at that. You know what I mean? You can't just have some Joe Schmo come in and be like, oh, okay, I can do this trim. And it's like, no, you better know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. I've seen a lot of his work and like some of it is just absolutely phenomenal. I know back in Connecticut, he did, it was kind of like a gazebo. And then the house kind of mocked the gazebo, but it was like the architecture of the roof was kind of like you would see in like Japan or China.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I gotta find that picture. I know it's somewhere. I just gotta find it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's definitely, we want to showcase his work. So even on his Google profile page, we'll add pictures on there, pictures on his website. And like I told you too, even if he takes videos, right, of his work, we can add videos on there. So just so that people get to learn more about the quality work that he does, that's going to be really good. What's the best email for you, Sarah? Because this is where we send correspondence and also your receipt, but I do want to send you everything in writing.
Is there any way to change it later?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say email, so the email that I'm requesting, it's just for us. It's not going to be published anywhere. Okay, I would say that it be an email that you check frequently, and if you need to update it later, you can update it at any time with us.
Okay, yeah, it'll be BrazilianMiniMart@gmail.com. Because I haven't made his Gmail yet.
Okay.
We had one at one point, but we ended up canceling it because it was like it was an actual domain, and we ended up canceling it because it was getting to be too pricey for us.
Yeah. So it's Brazilian and then Mini, M-I-N-I, and then Mart, M-A-R-T?
Yeah.
Okay. At Gmail, you said, .com, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Right now, what I'm sending to you is it's going to be two emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing, and it's going to show you that I stated the price being $299 month-to-month with just the one-time setup fee of $99 and everything that we're including in that package, okay? The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So as I mentioned to you earlier, you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system to be able to track your results with us. So I'm just sending you an example of that. So this one in the subject, it'll say Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay? So I just sent those two over to you. The other thing I wanted to mention, so you know how you guys have the Instagram? When we create the business Facebook page, you could actually link your Instagram with the Facebook. So when you post on Instagram, it'll automatically post on your Facebook and vice versa on the business page that we create for you. I would highly suggest that you link them that way. It's like killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, okay. My Instagram is connected to my Facebook, so I already know
how. Oh, nice. Okay. And
it took me a while to figure out that everything I was posting on Facebook was posting on my Instagram. I'm like, what the heck?
No way, really? I know. You know, that's so funny because I have that on my personal, right? And it took me a minute, too, because I was like, I posted something on Instagram for my granddaughter. This was way back. And then I went to Facebook, and I'm like, how in the heck is, why do I have two postings of the same thing? It didn't dawn on me. Duh, Nadine, you have them connected. So when I was posting on Instagram, it was automatically showing up on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I must look like I call it a thiefity, right? But yeah, my granddaughter was laughing. She's all, Grandma, you ha-, and I'm like, you know, sometimes she's even teaching me things. I'm like, oh, this girl. The kids know
but
more technology
like
sometimes
that old,
than us.
My son's sitting there saying, oh, Mom, what are you talking about? This, that, and the other. I'm like, listen.
You're like
talking to the girl that grew up with freaking MySpace and AOL Messenger.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to hear something funny? My husband and I were just talking about this. At our church, they want us to kind of share our story, right? And one of the questions is, how did you guys meet? And I looked at him and I go, what are you going to say? And he goes, I'm going to tell them the truth. We met on MySpace. That's how I met my husband, was on MySpace. That's why when you said that, I couldn't stop laughing right now. I was like, oh, my gosh, I haven't heard that in forever.
Right? At our apartment building, and I'm just sitting here going, like, everybody's like, oh, well, I met him over this app or that app.
Uh-huh.
Like, whatever happened to, like, meeting in person or, like.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about that. My cousin and I were, because she's single, you know, and she's on all these different dating apps. And I told her, I said, you know, some guy that she met on a dating app, he goes, can we just like meet in person? Like how people used to do, like you meet people at the mall or, you know, you meet them at a coffee shop. He's like, can we just take it back to that time? You know? Yeah. It's so different
my
now.
My son, he's calling me on his phone and he's like, mom, I need this. I need that. I'm like, you know what? You keep it up with all your antics in school and I'm going to get you a flip phone. He goes, what's that?
Oh yeah. Like, what's a flip phone? Yeah, I know. My mom's so upset we just switched her to an iPhone because they don't have flip phones. And my mom's older, and my mom was, like, beside herself. She's like, I don't want a flip phone. And I'm like, Mom, relax. Relax. She was just like, yeah, beside herself. But that's a whole other story.
Like, my son's like, I showed him. I have one of the old Nokia phones. I still mm-hmm. have it from when I was younger. And he's like, where's the camera?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, what camera? There is no camera. He's like, well, where are the games? I'm like, yeah.
That's so funny.
Minesweeper? I might have Snake on there.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
And I'm like, no, you can't download new games.
That is so funny. Sarah, I was going to ask you, okay, so I know your phone number is the 518, but the one for the business that you're going to want listed, is that the 203-885-6205?
Yeah.
Or do you want your phone number listed?
They would call him because he's the one that does all the pricing and all of that.
Perfect. That's what I want to make sure.
I'm the technical side.
Okay.
I'm the one that will send the estimate once he gives me the price.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So the best number for us to contact regarding the account, like if we have an update for you, it's going to be your number that we're going to call, the 518-879-1245. When it comes to clients calling, right, they're going to call his number, the 203-885-6205. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And then, Sarah, on this phone number, can you get text messages on this phone that we're speaking on?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to send you over these two text messages. Let me know once you receive both. So the first one, even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I always like for you to have my information so that you have it for your records. It is at the bottom of the emails, but I'm going to text it to you right now. And then this second text, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So as I mentioned earlier, you're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, you have a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're actually 3 hours ahead of us. So for you, we're always here 10 to 7. I suggest that if you can right now, that 877 number, save it in your contacts under local splash so that way you never lose our number and you have it. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Did you get both texts?
On the West Coast then.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I can completely understand. I have to think about it when I call my grandfather because he lives in Oregon.
Oh, no way. Really? I know. My aunt lives in Florida and she'll call my mom at well, for her, it's 10 o'clock, right? And she'll call my mom, and my mom's like, your dear mama's calling me at like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like barely waking up, and I'm laughing. I'm all, Mom, first of all, she's like in her 90s, and you know what I mean? It's just the time difference is not that big of a deal. You know what I mean?
Right. And then calling Brazil, is there's a time difference, too, like depending
what's
on
the
time
difference?
Of year.
Oh, the time of the year, right?
Right now it's they're 2 hours ahead of us. And then when we spring forward, it'll be one hour.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah, because they don't do daylight saving time anymore. They cut that out. So we spring forward, it gets
right.
us closer. We fall backward, it gets us further.
Yeah, we're in California and they were talking about, they were trying to vote that out, but it doesn't look like that's changing. So I'm like, yay, I get an extra hour of sleep soon. So I'm good with that. Did you get those two text messages, Sarah, by chance?
I did.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to create this account. under your name. How do you spell your name? Is it F-A-R-A or do you have an H in it?
No H.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Goncalves.
Okay, you want to spell it for me?
Yeah. D as in George, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, C as in Cat, A as in Alpha, L as in Lost, V as in Victor, E as in Echo, S as in Sam.
Okay. I think I totally messed up. G as in George, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was after that?
D as in Cat, A as in Alpha, L as in Lost.
And then
V-E-S,
Goncalves, right?
Goncalves, yeah.
Goncalves, okay. I'm all trying to say it a Spanish way.
Technically, it's supposed to be Goncalves, but we don't have the accent on the C, so.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, perfect. Now, this is important because we want to make sure we list the business correctly. I currently see it listed as L, as in Larry, S as in Sam, B as in boy, and they're all caps as one word, LSB, and then carpentry with a C capitalized. Is that correct?
Yes, and then there's okay. LLC at the end.
Do you want the LLC after that so that way I can notate it? Okay, beautiful. Now, Google is going to send out this PIN code to you guys, and it's going to come in the mail. It's almost going to look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. They're going to send it by mail, so what address do you want them to mail it to? Do you want it to be your home address?
Yes.
Okay. What's that address?
So it's 415.
Uh-huh.
Four, the number 4TH.
Uh-huh.
Street.
Okay.
Troy, New York.
Mm-hmm.
12180.
Perfect. And we're going to hide the address, Sarah, so that address will not show up on Google, just an FYI, because the address is going to be hidden, okay?
Okay.
No one needs to know where you live at. You're mobile. You guys go to them. Okay. Now, we're going to go over the billing. So the card that you're using, is that card in your name, the business name? Does it have both?
It's in my name, but it's also in my business name.
Okay. So how does your name read on the card? Is it just Sarah, and then your last name, Goncalves?
Yes, but it also has Brazilian Mini Mart, LLC.
Okay.
We had to close his account because somebody was stealing money out of it, so we completely closed it down.
No way.
No.
Yeah. They tried doing that with this one, but I was able to...
Had the securities on it? Oh, my gosh.
Like, I canceled the cards, got the refunds, and then I put security on it, so, like, anytime we go somewhere that isn't somewhere we've been, it will freeze the card until we approve the transaction.
Good for you. So you said Brazilian Mini Mart, right? There's no LLC at the end of it? Okay.
There is. For the card,
Okay. On the card, it's Brazilian Mini Mart LLC, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Is it the same billing address as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I had a hard pack.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, I walked in my house. I didn't realize that he was home. And she's standing by the stove.
I was like, oh, my gosh, do I need to call 911? No, I'm just playing.
Tell me.
You're like, let me take a deep breath. That's okay. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's Visa.
Okay. And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
Give me 1 second because I got to look at it. He's got my card, so I got to look it up.
No worries.
It's
okay. No worries. I do want to put a security question, though, on your account here with us. You could either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could also be your first pet's name. What did you want for the security question?
My mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Wenzel. W-E-N-Z-E-L.
Okay. Perfect.
I remember that very distinctly because she always used to tell us, you know, she got picked on in school and they kept calling her Weasel.
Aww. Well,
okay,
you know.
My nickname isn't much better. They kept calling me Macaroni because my last name was McGregor.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My cousins used to tease me when I was little because my name being Nadine, my cousin used to always do the sound of like this, he'd be all nah, like, you know, and I would remember always crying to my mom, like, Art's being mean to me again. But he got the biggest kick out of it. I'm like, listen, why do you gotta make animal sounds when you're saying my name?
Right.
And even till this day, he'll do it now. I mean, we're all older now. And I'm like, yeah, real funny. So I call him by his nickname. Because, you know, when you have nicknames when you're a kid and then when you get older, like, you don't want anyone calling you by your nickname. So when I see him, I always say, instead of saying hi, Art, I'm always like, hi, Thootie. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I meant Art. Hi, Art. He just looks at me and starts laughing. I'm like, I'll get you back.
Right?
While you're looking that up, Sarah, I do want to also schedule what we call a client interview onboarding, okay? This is actually where the magic is going to happen. Now, the client interview is going to be conducted with one of our technicians. Basically, what they're going to be doing is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the Facebook page, the website, the keywords, the services, the areas. So they're going to go way over more in detail, okay? Now, the Facebook ads, those are going to reach as far as 50 miles, or you can choose specific areas within that 50-mile radius. I think this is a perfect package for you guys to start off with, right? Now, the client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer, but we do block out an hour. It could take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, just depending how many questions or details you have. But I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. Let me tell you the times I have available today, and let me know if any of those work for you, okay? So today I have an appointment, and this is your time, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, or 6 to 7. Would any of those times work for you?
No.
And if not, we can look at tomorrow. Would it,
yeah, that would be better.
Tomorrow, I have appointments starting as early as 10 o'clock your time.
Yeah, I can do 10 o'clock.
Okay, so let me do this. I'm going to send the calendar invite for you. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that tomorrow you have an appointment with us, with the technician, and they're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So basically, if I'm not on a call, I'll be the one actually calling you. I'm going to make sure that I'm available to call you to introduce you to your technician. Okay. Now, we will send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it'll be coming up in the next hour just in case if it slips your mind. Now, we're just going to ask, just make sure you call, answer all calls within that hour. But let's say we called you and you needed 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay. Okay. So I just sent that over to you.
I just got it.
Okay.
Now you said something about that, the first email. Do I have to do anything on that?
No, honey. I just sent you on those emails, like the first two emails that I sent you was just to kind of give you an overview of what's included in that package, and it shows the pricing and everything. The other one is just giving you an idea of what the reporting system will look like. And then this one that I sent you, it's just your calendar invite to let you know that that's the time of your appointment for tomorrow, okay? You don't need to do anything with it. You don't have to accept it or nothing. It's just giving you that reminder because I'll be sending you a reminder for it tomorrow too, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, awesome. And then I know you mentioned it was a visa, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then I'm ready.
The picture does not have LLC on the Brazilian.
No. Okay. So let me take that off. Okay.
Sorry. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
No. And I appreciate you doing that. Okay. Now just remember, because you do have your security on it, you might get that pop-up sent to you asking if like you recognize this charge. Okay. So just so that you're aware. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4135.
Mm-hmm.
7445.
Mm-hmm.
1307.
Mm-hmm.
1798.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
1128.
And the CVV code on the back?
902.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you. I am not charging the card yet because I am going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing with your invoice. But when I'm walking you through it, Sarah, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, you stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? This way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the card reads as 4135-7445-1307-1798, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is, expiration is November of 28, and the CVV code on the back is 902, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording now, okay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of the business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
LSB Carpentry, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Sarah Goncalves, secretary.
Okay. Secretary, co-owner, wife, whatever your title is. So I'll put secretary and wife in parentheses. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
To get results as fast as possible, Sarah, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes we know that we might call you with an update, and you might be in the middle of something. You can't just pick up the phone. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. I also want you to be aware that you might get a call from some company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month. Even if someone called you saying that you had to pay $50 or even $5, right? Always ask them first, what's my security question? They hang up on you, you know for a fact it's not us calling, okay? And if you ever got a call like that, someone trying to charge you more money, take down the phone number, disconnect the call, and call us immediately because it's not us, and we'll handle it on our end, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 26, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Sarah, is that your second payment will be charged on March 26, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you. 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel it, we do ask to just please call at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, like, if you need to pause or cancel it, just make sure you call 3 business days before the 26th, so that way you don't get that charge, okay? And there's no cancellation fees. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm updating your package. I'm going to process the payment, and then we're going to go over a couple of notes for the technician so that way they know where to start from, and then we'll be all set, okay? Now, I know you mentioned he has pictures, right, of work that he's done, correct?
Yeah, he does have pictures.
Does he have a business logo, or would he like us to make one for him?
I actually have a business logo that I made for him.
Oh, you do? Okay, perfect.
Yes, awesome.
Right. Good to know. Okay. And then, so let me put on here, yes, has photos, has business logo. I probably only need like 5 minutes and then we'll be all done because I know you got things to do too. So, and then, now, okay, so you have an option, right? Which you're probably going to tell me no, but it's okay. I still have to say it anyways. We could put a tracking number. Instead of listing his physical phone number, we could put a tracking number that's actually linked to his phone, and it allows him to track his phone calls, his messages. He could even block spam calls because there's an app that he would have to download from the app store. Is he interested, do you think? Are you interested in a tracking number? Do you prefer it just being your phone number listed? Because, I mean, you guys have been in business for like 20 years. So I'm assuming everybody knows your number, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We can do this. Let's keep it as your phone number being, you know, the physical phone number being listed. But what we'll do is this. If at any time you guys decide you want to change that, just let us know and we'll update it with a tracking number. It doesn't cost you anything if you ever change your mind. Okay. Now, under the services, I'm putting carpentry, framing, I know you mentioned trim, crown molding. What else do you want me to notate?
So the trim, it has to be specified interior and exterior.
Interior and exterior trim. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. There is a difference. I
yes. I wouldn't have known that.
I didn't before starting with him, doing this with him, honestly.
I know you said siding and roofing, too. Do you want me to notate that?
Yeah, so he subcontracts out for siding, roofing, painting, and ceramic.
Okay, so, like, let me put that. So I'm going to put siding, roofing, ceramic floor, right, and painting.
Any kind of flooring.
Okay, any kind. So do you want me to put any flooring?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the ceramic part? What did you want me to put on that?
I think they do tiling for, like, kitchens and bathrooms.
Do you want me to put that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put ceramic tile. And then you guys could be a little bit more specific tomorrow during the client interview. And then painting both interior and exterior?
Interior only. I don't think he has a painter.
Okay, interior painting. Okay. Yeah. And then carpentry, framing, is there anything else I'm missing? Decks, porches, anything else?
Decks and porches, absolutely he does.
Okay.
He does additions and restorations. Like I said, he's in the paper right now for framing and restoring a house in Saratoga.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine how that house came out. Wow. Is he licensed and insured or in the process?
He's in the process of renewing it.
Oh, nice. Okay. He has insurance?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has.
I just put renewing license in process.
I think it's he also has workman's comp too.
Oh, good. And it's not a requirement. I just like to ask out of habit And he's doing both residential and commercial, Sarah, or does he have a preference?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Awesome. And then the Facebook business page, we're going to create it through your personal page, right? Do you know how to send me the link, or are you just listed under your first and last name on Facebook? Because that's how we're going to create it, is through your personal page. So this way you have the full ownership and access to the business one. No one's even going to see your personal page.
I have no idea how to copy my.
I'll check tomorrow. Do you have an iPhone?
I have an Android.
Okay. When you're looking at your Samsung, okay, so when you're looking at your page, right? Let me see.
Oh, like the actual page. Oh, okay, I got it.
Do you see what I'm talking about? If you're looking at the page,
yep.
I know on my iPhone I see three dots. All you have to do is copy the link and just reply to one of my text messages.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Awesome.
And then I want to do this before I forget, because I will forget.
You're like me. Sometimes I'm like, it's so funny. I was talking to my father-in-law yesterday, and he's like, hold on. Before we continue with the conversation, there's something I got to tell you before I forget, or else I'm going to forget. And I couldn't stop laughing. It's like, oh, my gosh.
All the time. My husband, he was literally doing something on the phone, hung up the phone, went in the bedroom, then came out. Went to go in the bathroom, and he's like, no, wait. And he sat there for like half an hour sitting there trying to figure out what it was that he was going to do because he couldn't remember.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
And I'm like, really? Okay, so that is his logo.
Okay, perfect.
I created that for him.
Let me pull it up here. Come on, Eden, open it up. Oh my gosh, you built this yourself? I love it. Oh my gosh, that is so, wow. I see, I'm not good at stuff like that. You wouldn't find me doing anybody's logo. It wouldn't be the best. I would probably just find something black and white and here, just slap your name on it. That's a really good logo. I love the color scheme.
I loved it too, and he was like, "That is fire." I'm like, "Sure, what does that mean?"
Oh, really? You don't know what fire? That means like it's like, I guess.
Yeah,
well,
no.
Let me see.
He explained it to me, but I, at the time, I didn't know what that.
You're
meant.
Like, what does that mean?
My son goes, "Oh, that's thick," and I'm like, "What?"
I know, my husband comes out with some terminology, and I'm looking at him, and he's like, you don't know what that means? And I'm like, okay, listen, maybe I'm too old school, I don't know, like, okay, is that rad or what? And then he just starts laughing.
Right?
He's like, oh, my gosh.
You know how it took me to figure out what the heck button was? And I'm like, excuse me?
I know.
I'm like,
you know, I crack up. I'm like, I don't know, whatever. I'm all, can you just talk to me in English? And he just starts laughing. He's
right?
All, come on. He's all, come on, honey, you got to get with the times here.
my husband, like, because he's Brazilian and I'm American and I grew up in the South, a lot of the things that I say, he doesn't understand. And I try to make it easy for him. So, for me, I have to tell him stuff like, brake light or the trunk or something like that. But for me, like growing up in the South, it's not a brake light. It's a tail light.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the boot of the car or the luggage compartment.
Yes.
And
then you're like, okay, I got to find the terminology that he'll understand it in. Right. And that's true. That's so true. I have a friend.
When he
from
gets
the
mad,
South.
He'll just sit there and be quiet because me being from the South, half of the words that come out of my mouth, he doesn't understand, And especially when I'm cooking because I have my cast iron.
I would never think you're American. Like, you have, like, no, like, I mean, you're, like, you're, the way you speak it is, like, oh, my gosh, I would think you were from Brazil.
They do, too. A lot of the Brazilians are like, oh, where are you from in Brazil? I'm like, nowhere, because I'm
you're
American.
Like, no. They're like, oh, wow. Wow, you do a great job. What are the hours of operation, Sarah? Is it, like, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday. Typically what time?
They start as early as 5:30 in the morning, depending on the area, and don't stop depending on the,
I would
the
say,
area and daylight.
I would say maybe on calls. What do you think would be the time frame for calls? Not that
calls?
People won't call after hours, but, you know.
8:30.
You
want
to put, like, 8:30 to like 6:30? Okay.
Cool. 8:30. I'm trying to get him to understand that he has to put a time frame. And he's like, oh, but these people call me and they need this fix and that. I'm like, wow. You have to have.
He's got
to
live
time
too.
Frame.
Yeah. No, right. I get that. My brother-in-law's the same way. He's a mechanic and he'll have guys calling him after hours. And my sister-in-law's like, really? We're on our way to Mass right now. Can we get someone to just like, can you call them on Monday? Do they know what your hours
my brother,
are?
My brother is the same way. And his wife is like, excuse me.
Yeah.
And it was one of those, like, the other day, I was talking to her on the phone, and it was like 8:30, 9:30 at night, and he picked up the call, and they were talking about a car that they needed to get fixed because it wasn't running, and they needed it for the car show that weekend. And she just looked at him and said, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
And he's like, can you call me back tomorrow?
Oh my God. I'm going to end up in the doghouse right now. Yeah, my sister-in-law is the same way. And, I mean, there's got to be a time. You guys need your time, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What are the forms of payments that you guys accept?
So he accepts Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, sometimes Cash App, check, bank deposit, and cash.
Perfect. All right. And then what's your preference when we're communicating with you? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Preferably text and phone.
Text and phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there's
I mean, I
two...
check my email, but it's not...
I'm going to, okay. No, that's fine. Whatever your preference is. Now, there are two emails or messages. We sent it to both. There's one that's called Action, Pictures Needed, and there's one that's Initial Invoice. Whichever one you find first. They would have came either before or after the one that says Welcome.
I got Action Needed.
Okay. So, on this one, what this is going to help us get you guys verified through Google faster. So we sent you a list of photos that we need. Okay? Send us the ones that you can, and the ones that you don't have, don't even worry about it. Send us a picture of work tools, work equipment. Send us a picture of his work van or work truck with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of the business license or insurance, right? I know he's in the process of renewing the license, so don't worry about that. But if you have the insurance, send us a photo of that. Business cards, if he hands them out, send us a picture of that. If you guys do invoices, a blank one, not with, like, a customer's information on it. So send us from that list whatever ones you can. There's a hyperlink there for you to upload them to because this will help us get them verified through Google faster. Whatever ones you don't have, don't worry about it. Workplace would be, like, if he stores, let's say he stores the tools in the garage or in a corner, take a picture of that, right? That's considered a workplace, okay?
That's exactly where he stores it because it didn't come into my house.
Right? You're like, don't bring that stuff in my house. Now, the next thing is there's one that's called Initial Invoice, and it'll say, hello, Sarah. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
A copy of your invoice is located below this email. It would have came either before or after the welcome one.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, perfect. So it goes on to say, please note this will be a recurring charge, and then please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on that. Now it will take you to a page that'll say local splash terms of experience. Let me know when you're there.
Okay.
Okay. So this is everything that we're including, the Google Business Profile optimization. You're going to have full access to that profile page. You'll be the owner. We're just going to be listed as managers. Directory submission is part of your package. You're going to have the custom website as well. Facebook business page access, so you'll be the full owner to that. We're just listed as managers, and then we run the Facebook ads. Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are products that we do assist with. It's not part of your package. If you ever want to hear about these other products, just give me a call and we can kind of go over it. Google Guaranteed is one that I would recommend only because it's a pay-per-lead program. But these aren't like Angie's leads. These are leads that are actually being sent to you and you're not sharing them with anyone. It's a good program if you ever want to talk about that later. Now, Google Workspace, they might offer that to you during your client interview. You can decline it. It is an additional charge. It's like having a work email, okay? Advanced reporting system is part of your package. You see our live client support team. We're here Monday through Friday, Pacific Standard Time, with our phone number listed there. We communicate through text messages as well. Delivery dates. So starting from tomorrow, I need you to be on the lookout. You'll be receiving a PIN code in the mail from Google. This is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So you'll get that within 6 to 10 days. 5 to 7 days, Facebook business page is created. You're listed in the directories. And we also send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live and the website's live. What we state in our terms and conditions in writing is that the first page placement, we always promise 30 to 45 days. I have seen it at times where it's happened sooner. So we'll send you notifications as the steps are being processed and completed. We'll notify you once you're on the first page, when you're in the directories, when your Facebook ads are live, when your website's live. So we're going to be keeping you in the loop too, okay, so you know of the work that we're doing. Payments. It shows today you activated the account paying $398, and I do the breakdown for you. $99 was the setup fee. From the $299, we're going to allocate $100 of that to your Facebook ads. You will never incur a cost per click. Your rate is always $299. Monthly thereafter, $199 plus the $100, $299. That's how you know it will never change. If you need a pause it or cancel, it states to make sure that you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due so you don't incur the charge. Where it says mobile phone, we have your number listed there. That's the number that we would text. You're going to click in the 2 little boxes below that that say that you agree to receive text messages to your phone from us. You also certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is true and correct. You're going to type your name in the box at the right next to the sign. In that box, you'll type your name exactly as it reads there. You don't need to put the date. It's already there. And then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, Sarah, you should see a page pop up asking you to enter username and a password.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's where you would go in and track your results with us. So we don't have the username or password yet because the technician's going to be creating that. So just be on the lookout that within 5 to 7 days, you'll get an email with this link, a username, and a password, okay? And we'll send you a text to let you know that we've sent it. But I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you guys. So excited. Okay? Did you have any other questions?
No, and he's calling me again.
Okay. Okay, Annie. Well, I want to thank you for your time, and I'll call you tomorrow to introduce you to the tech, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.